The University of Tennessee system president says he's disappointed that lawmakers are questioning so many of its policies and decisions. Still, UT Knoxville rescinded its latest controversial blog post after outcry from some legislators. That post from the school's diversity office gave guidelines on how to throw inclusive holiday parties. It recommended avoiding religious traditions. The backlash was fierce, with several conservative lawmakers calling for Chancellor Jimmy Cheek to resign. In a statement, Cheek apologized and said the diversity office website will now be run by the school's communication team. Some UT students told him he shouldn't have backed down, but System President Joe DiPietro defended the decision. He says he can see how the post offended some people.
It's kind of ironic that we're in this business of trying to advance diversity, and we really mean that, and I'm very committed to it, but then we seem to shoot ourselves in the foot with either pronouns or holiday directives that upset many people.
He's referring to another university blog post about gender-neutral pronouns, which was also taken down after a backlash. But he says he's frustrated that lawmakers are focusing on these issues rather than its academic progress. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.